Pleasant day, everyone. Calvary greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray everything is fine and great with you all out there. And I also pray that the Lord is gracious to you and that everything is addressed and supplied with you all, especially with spiritual things. Amen. Sorry for recording late today, but let us continue with our subject, the unsearchable ways and judgment of God. As for yesterday, it was not known to the nation Israel that the Gentile would be co-heir with them in the promise. It was not known to them that God would also call the Gentile and be his sons and daughters. Really, his ways and judgment to the Gentile were hidden to them in their time. But brothers and sisters, the plan of God with the Gentile can be seen, and it was already reflected by the different scenarios, should I say, in the Old Testament. It was reflected in the law of Moses, and it was reflected in different lives of God's chosen people. Amen. Now, in the law, we can see, and the Gentile being etched in the law, like that in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9, we will read Leviticus 19, verse 9 to 10. Verse 9, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. Verse 10, "And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God." Amen. Amen. Now, when the children of Israel were already in the promised land and had farmed their land already, it was written in their law that they are not going to reap everything, but leave a portion to the poor, to the stranger. They are not going to glean their vineyards or gather all grapes, but leave some for the stranger. Amen. Can you see that? Even in the written law, our story as a Gentile bride was already etched, We are that stranger. We were that stranger. Amen. And our story also, brothers and sisters, is not only reflected in the law, in the law of Israel, but our story is also reflected, in the different lives and stories of God's people. Amen. Now, let us read some of this. And let me first cite the one with Esau and Jacob. Amen. You know this story, but for the sake of our subject, we are going to read a portion of these scriptures. And it was already spoken from the mouth of the Lord that Rebekah shall conceive. And that was the time that she cried because her womb was not yet opened. But God said to her, shall we read that portion of the scripture that is in Genesis chapter 25, verse 23? Yep, verse 23. Genesis 25, 23. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And remember this, brothers and sisters, the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Amen. The elder shall serve the younger. Can you see that, brothers and sisters? Even before Esau and Jacob ever born, God's judgment was already declared. He said in the book of Malachi, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. People who don't understand, God would somehow, the people who don't understand God would somehow see his judgment awkward and vague, you know? Why? In this story, it is because Esau was the firstborn, and supposedly Esau should inherit every good thing his father Isaac had, and not the younger brother Jacob. But this was not so. Amen. Also, how unsearchable are God's judgment, brethren. However, when the children had grown, that one day when Esau went home fainting, he asked Jacob to let him eat some food that Jacob cooked. And we can read that in Genesis 25. Again, we'll read the scripture. Genesis 25, 29 to 32, 29, verse 29, Genesis 25, 29. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Verse 31, and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And verse 32, and Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? Amen. So you can see, brothers and sisters, Esau just sold his birthright to his younger brother. It was as if Esau don't mind about birthright, whatever it is. It was not important to him, and that he only exchanged it with just a food. Amen. And so I could say, brothers and sisters, that God just permitted it also on the course of time when the father's blessing was given to the children, that God permitted it, that Jacob, with his mother, overtaken the blessing that Esau should receive. Amen. Jacob was blessed first, and then came Esau. Amen. And we can read that in Genesis 37 to 40. Genesis 27, verses 37 to 40. The Bible said, and Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do unto thee now, my son? Verse 38, and Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, verse 39, answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40, And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. Take note, shall serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. Amen. Truly, brethren, as spoken by God to Rebecca, that the elder shall serve the younger came to pass. But we see the spiritual attitude of Esau, the elder. He was not interested on the birthright, whatever it is, at the start. Amen. The elder shall serve the younger. Brothers and sisters, isn't it this like us? Yeah. The Jewish people and the Gentile people. God really did establish his covenant first to the Jew. He dealt first Israel. But they were, spiritually unwilling. The Messiah was there, but they let him be crucified on the cross. The gospel was first preached unto them, but later they rejected it. Like the one we can read in the book of Acts, in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, in verse 46. Acts 13:46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, It was necessary that the word should be first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourself and worthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Amen. You judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Oh, how Esau like, brothers and sisters. Israel rejected the gospel, and the Gentiles received it. See, they are elder, and we are the younger with respect to the gospel. Amen. The elder Israel was cut off so that the younger could step in. Amen. Amen. And I believe, brothers and sisters, that on the calling of God, we, the Gentiles, are way better than the Jews. Amen. The Gentiles are far more better than the Jews, as promised by God and as what is written in the scriptures, that their blindness will be until the fullness of the Gentile is come. And yes, God would deal with the Jews again. And after we will be raptured. Amen. But brothers and sisters, in the millennium, I believe the Gentile bride will be far better than Jews, except the gospel-believing Jews, of course. Amen. As it is written, the elder shall serve the younger. Amen. The elder shall serve the younger. Yes, brothers and sisters, I personally believe that we Gentiles, believing Gentiles, are far better than the Jews. Of course, that is except to the exemption, the gospel-believing Jews, of course. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we could also see our election story with that of the sons of Joseph. We have Ephraim and Manasseh. Amen. Ephraim and Manasseh. Let us read the scripture once again. Genesis 48, verses 13 to 19. Verse 13, and Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head." And his father refused and said, "I knew it, my son, I knew it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater. His younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations." Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Here, Manasseh, Manasseh was the elder, if I'm not mistaken. Manasseh was the elder, and Ephraim was the younger. Am I right? Manasseh was the elder. Now when the time of giving the blessing came, the right hand of Jacob was laid, yes, upon the younger, and the left hand was laid upon the elder. Amen. Now, it was not Jacob's doing, brothers and sisters, I would say. It was not Jacob's doing. It was God's doing. It was God's blessing, after all. It was not just a blessing of coming from Jacob or coming from Israel. It was God's blessing, after all. And when Joseph tried to correct Jacob, his father, Jacob said, "I know it, my son. I know it. Manasseh shall also become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he." Amen. His younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Amen. Amen. What a beautiful stories, brothers and sisters, we have read. These stories on God's people of old, brothers and sisters, are foretelling, are foreshowing the one that will happen to us, the Gentiles and Israel. One in the gospel, that we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. And the other, in giving of rewards, comes millennium and the ages to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, stay tuned with our subject, because tomorrow and Friday, we will still be talking more on Bible characters with experiences that somehow people who don't understand God or God's ways could say that God's ways are really unsearchable. God is really unpredictable, you know? Amen. Now, tomorrow, we are going to talk about David having an affair with Bathsheba. Amen. But this is all for now. God bless you all.